Hello, I'm Alan Davis. You're listening to the Tuesday Club. This is the Arsenal podcast, and I've got Keith Dover with me this afternoon. How are you, Keith?
I'm fine, Alan. Absolutely fine.
Keith has been supporting Arsenal since 1887.
That's correct, but I'm going to forgo my usual intro just to say I've had a lovely tour of the former Yugoslavia, and what a lovely place it is. I tell you what, after being held upside down by my ankles for 14 hours, being prodded by cattle prods, it puts a whole different perspective on what that area's like. And I've got to say, I've got on with them very well. In fact, they wanted to erect statues in every city and town I went. I said, no, a park bench will do. And the good thing about those people, forgive and forget. That's their motto. They don't hold a grudge. They move on. If you upset them over something, it's like, no, let's shake hands.
Ty Papula is here as well. How are you, T?
Hello, mate. I'm really good.
I had to introduce you there because I sensed you were about to go home.
Yeah, he was...
Sorry, I was going on.
For fear that you... going to get in.
He was still going. Yeah. I'm basking in the warm afterglow of an orange zest and apple cake. Silent Chris is on baking.
Oh yeah, the muffin. Business. The muffin. He's I had a horrible feeling then for a moment. You got a complimentary cake from a baker's that you were about to advertise.
He has got to work on his adornments, though. A bit of a cherry on the top wouldn't have gone amiss, would it?
He doesn't go in for toppings. He doesn't go in for toppings, no.
Chris doesn't do toppings, but he's back to his moist best.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
I made a cake the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, I made a cake the other day. Yeah. And I'm using it now as flooring. In the shed.
That kind of cake.
I think maybe we should...
It's harder than it looks, this muffin stuff.
Maybe we should sell the muffins inside in our Cafe Press store.
Cafe Press?
Yeah.
And the muffins are £1, and then the shipping is 19 quid. So it'll only be £20 a muffin.
Yeah. It'd be cheaper for him just to come around to Chris's, give out his address, put a table out there.
You could put a table out there. You know where you could sell them? During the London Marathon at the side of the road. Because people quite often need... People who have hit the wall, you know, who have bonked, they need a muffin.
Hit the wall at 20 miles.
That's about the mark. I would say around about 19, 20 miles.
Or, better still,
get
into the Arsenal, big bag of muffins and shout out, muffins, muffins, you know, like the old Peanut Man.
What happened to Peanut Man?
Oh,
he shot him.
They shot
him. When they moved to the Emirates, they shot him.
That's it. It was broken heart, isn't it?
You can't go around the Emirates with muffins like that.
Can't
You'll
you?
Be thrown out the building by a lady in a trouser suit.
Well, the obvious thing...
someone in a trouser suit with a clipboard who knows the rules.
Yeah. The modern equivalent in for 2012, 2013, we had
edamame beans. Yeah. You know what I miss? Tell you what I miss. The bagel stand.
Yes.
The bagel stand under the West Stand.
That was overpriced, but still
they were overpriced, and they were stale.
Yeah.
But they were very good if you'd run up there with a hangover and you hadn't had any breakfast or lunch.
Soaked up the beer if you had a bit of a liquid lunch previous to that.
Couple of bagels.
When I started sitting with the midfield general, you know, he likes to get a sulk on. You used to have to, me and Designer Al.
Pouty bottom lip comes out on Bungle.
Me and Designer Al have talked about
it. Oh, don't be like that, Ronald. Oh, don't say that about the general.
You can do that. And they kept that night under a bushel.
I can do Jeffrey. Oh, don't be like that, Jeffrey. The general's a lovely fan.
original point out the window. Me and Al used to alternate at the West End in the old ground. Me and Al used to alternate. Not you, Alan. The other Al used to alternate. Sitting with Damien, and Al once got a 2-month ban for basically almost being late and sauntering around the corner eating crisps. Basically, you had to.
Oh, what, Damien was waiting at the gate.
You have to put in for Damien. You have to put in the extra kind of shuffle at the end to make it look like you've been running all the way.
Did you have to buy him a program as well?
It'd go. Oh, I've got you one.
They guilt you out with it. Guilt you out with a program. Oh no, don't worry about it. Get me a drink or something.
Oh, I missed that. And we used to come down and see you lot at half time.
I tell you what, you missed on the Chelsea game. The only interesting thing that you left
game.
Out.
What Chelsea game?
The home match against Chelsea. You know,
the 0-0 draw.
The thriller.
I've already forgotten it took place.
You know the two old puffy antique dealers who sit behind us, right? Well, there was Sean just stood up and
what I hope about this?
Yeah, and
I hope they're not homosexuals.
They probably are.
Because as it is, it's just a bit of banter, you know.
Yeah.
But if they are actually homosexual,
well, then they're not.
It's very insulting.
Yeah, I know. But they do get on your nerves.
Let's ask them.
Right, well, I will do.
I just like to say, they get on your nerves for what they say, as opposed to.
Oh, they just ramble on. Not their sexuality. No, okay. They just ramble on about nothing.
If they were gay, they'd have made a pass at you by now.
Oh, probably.
You famously got the looks that appeal to both genders.
Well, naturally, it's probably why they sit behind me, Al. I mean, you know.
That is actually. That's one for the Keith Twitter account.
The Keith Twitter feed is _El Presidente_. It is sayings of Keith.
100% sayings of Keith.
Not
Dover.
Actually posted by Keith, who can't work Twitter.
No, and I don't want to.
No, you're not missing anything. No. It's absolutely full of See You Next Tuesdays.
Yeah. But anyway.
Mainly from the Northwest.
The thing is, look, they tapped Sean on the show, and Sean stood up and had a go at him. Don't you do that. And I've put the hand down, Sean, calm down.
Why did you do that? Why not let Sean alone?
I should have done, because they tapped him with their brolly.
Tapped him with a brolly. You know, yeah, because Damien stood up to see, someone else stood up, everyone was standing. So Sean stood up and they tapped him and said, sit down.
Not with a hand. They've done it with a brolly.
Tapped him with a brolly.
I mean,
they got a volley.
Ooh, that's red regular ball in anyone's book, isn't it?
So does that mean they'll tap Stoney on the head if his hair keeps on mushrooming the way that it is?
They bring clippers.
He's up for a Sony Award. Him and Wrighty, you know, who are currently probably at some fair in Diss something, judging a sheep show right now, as they are.
We could have gone into the Sony Awards, but you have to pay £180 to enter.
Yeah, and you have to be sort of special needs.
He wanted me to do that.
Category.
He wanted me to enter us. Come on, enter us for the Sony Award. I'm not giving him £180 to enter the Sony Award.
We can make up
our own awards.
Yeah, we should do.
Are we going to do an end of awards, though? I've been asked.
Yeah.
We should do one. We could also get our loyal listeners to contribute to
those freeloaded
scum.
What are they going to do? Barely click on this and then lounge back on their sofa farting.
Yeah. Waiting for the gyro to come.
Some of them offered to help me pay for a parking ticket if I got one last week, which I didn't.
How comes you got a free jacket? They want to now pay your parking fines. Me and Alan have had nothing.
Nothing.
Not a bean.
All I get is abuse.
Yeah. Keith gets abused.
Keith has had deification.
Oh, great. 20 years of stand-up, when I'm a jobbing comic and they have to pay, nobody puts a hoot. Suddenly, they don't have to pay. I'm Oscar Bloody Bleeding
Next
Wild.
Next season, mate. Yeah. Oscar Bloody Bleeding Wild. We're charging for this.
Yeah. When I needed
minor microphone.
Sorry.
That's why we're going to have to charge, because we need a new one of them.
That's what when I needed their following, what could have got me on programmes like QI or Mock the Week and anything?
I couldn't have you on.
No, QI. I know you couldn't.
It would have affected my game.
Yeah, it would have affected everyone's game. Probably only done one series,
I was going to say, it would have kept QI a pilot, let alone a series.
What's the point of a following you can't. What's the point of having 4,000 people following you can't even do anything with them?
Next season, we'll charge. How much should we charge?
Quid?
Pound.
At least, all right, 75p or a 50p for OAPs and
how much
students.
How much is the programme? How much is the Arsenal?
It's too much.
How much is the one that Stoney's in?
I'd like there to be two programmes. One with just the information in about the team, and the other with all the rubbish in. Mm. The information one could be at 50p.
Yeah.
I sell a lot of those.
Do you still buy a programme?
I buy a programme habitually. I've got mountains of them all around the house.
It's not been fun
and,
for a while, has it?
And really, if anyone wants to buy them, they're welcome. They're for sale. I've got every home programme from the first 5 years at the Emirates. It sounds good. You know, it's like, whoa, mint condition. Whoa, value, 40 pence.
You should be able to recycle them. Bring your old programme back to the ground.
Swap it for a new programme.
Or swap it with a new one and throw it in the bin.
Swap it for Stoney's column.
I tell you, that's going to be. Have you seen it's going on CD soon? Read by Sir Ian McKellen. Wouldn't that be great if it was?
Anyway, what were you talking about? I've totally lost the track of what was going on.
What were we talking about? I have no idea.
Well, Stoke happened.
Let's talk about Stoke. Yeah,
let's talk about Stoke. We played away at Stoke. I went with tea to an Irish pub in Stoke Newington.
Oh, great.
I could tell it was an Irish pub because they had Irish stuff everywhere. And there's an Irish boat behind us. All the signs were there.
All the signs,
Even though it did not have an Irish name. And we watched this game, and I thought Arsenal were well on top. Looked much the better team. And then inevitably went 1-0 down in their classic fashion.
For the one cross.
A bit of fannying around with Sanya on the right.
Was it Sanya who lost the ball and then everything?
Sanya, your hero, you the man you love.
Yeah, what? Come on.
Blew it and he just gave the ball away in his own half.
He's still in
shambolically.
He's still in my Fiesta. Come on, he's the best right back of the year. He didn't get in a team this year, actually.
No, he didn't. Kyle Walker did.
And I noticed that there was someone behind Crouch. So even if Crouch had missed it, I mean, he was totally unmarked. So he would have buried it.
Well, I think it was Koscielny up against him, and no one's going to
You don't
want to win that. It was a great ball in.
He's too tall, the bloke.
And that's the only mistake Sanya made all game.
Well, it's good. He only gave away one goal.
One of the most consistent performers this year.
Consistently gives away goals.
Are you having that? Are you really having that about Sanya?
AWOL. Oh, no. Only got knocked out of the European Cup.
He
just came back from injury that game.
Oh, diddums. He only got £50,000 that week for besmirching our shirt.
The chance before that... We'd had Koscielny. He's allowed Koscielny. Are you only doing it to him? I'm walking straight into this, aren't I?
Yeah. He's not a bad right back, all
he's
right?
He's decent. But I'm really pleased with Kieran Gibbs.
You cannot give
the
ball away in your own half ever under any circumstances.
Against
Stoke. If you're in the back four, especially, it's a crime. Keep it simple. Playing a little 1-2. Was it with Aaron Ramsey? He loves a 1-2. By the way, the booing of Aaron Ramsey is beyond a joke now. It's absolutely and utterly shameful.
Yeah, but look,
I cannot understand how Pulis can come out afterwards and pretend that he didn't hear it. The cowardly little shit, he dare not even say to the press or anyone, I'm ashamed of our supporters for what they're doing there.
But that's what they're like.
They really shouldn't do it. He should come out and say something about it. Not pretend he didn't hear it. Arsenal fans were booing Shawcross. Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason why he's disliked. And maybe they shouldn't boo him. And maybe they should let it lie, because it obviously doesn't help the situation up there. But nonetheless, he did go through with a terrible tackle that broke a player's leg. So he's a little bit unpopular with our support. You can't be surprised at that. But this booing of Ramsey is just shameful. And it's shameful that he can't come out and say, well, I feel a bit disappointed with the supporters and I wish they wouldn't do that. There's ways of phrasing it without attacking them. Our supporters are the best in the country. They make fantastic noise. They support us every week. But I wish they wouldn't do that because it doesn't help matters. It's all he's got to say. It's all he's got to say. And maybe they'd stop.
Well, Ferguson.
But he comes out and he says, oh, no, I didn't hear it. Yeah. I mean, it's pathetic.
But they're like that in Stoke. I was in the city centre. You have a limp, they'll boo you. They'll boo anyone who's had a disability, a previous disability. Blind
boo.
People. Boo, yeah.
Boo, wheelchair. Boo.
Look at that broken arm. Boo, get out of Stoke. We don't want you in
He's
here.
He's got glasses on, he can hardly see. Boo. Boo.
Well, they were booing every pass that we made.
That one's deaf. Boo. Boo, you deaf bastard. Boo!
It's true, they do.
They boo the sick.
They boo the sick.
And they boo the recently healed.
Recently, anybody.
They stand outside hospital and when people come out, boo! You were sick!
Yeah. Nobody has a claim.
You're recently healed! Boo! Recently healed! There! Boo!
Look at him. You limper! Limper!
They booed all through the usual suspects. Boo! And then right at the end, they really went mad. Recently healed! Kaiser Soze! Recently healed! Boo! Imagine living there.
It's terrible, wasn't it? White stick.
We got all our supporters out of there safely. But there is actual... You've read J.R. Tolkien, haven't you?
Yes, I have, yes.
Because
seen the films.
There is actually proof that, potteries are Middle Earth. And Saruman said, this is from Two Towers, there were four goblin soldiers of greater stature, swart, slant-eyed, with thick legs and large hands. That is a perfect description of the back four.
Well, anyone in Stoke,
they
really.
They were armed with short, broad-bladed swords, not with the curved scimitars usual with orcs. And it also says that upon a stake in the middle was set a great goblin head.
All right.
Tony Pulis.
Tony Pulis.
Upon its shattered helm, the white badge could still be seen. And guess what was on these white badge or white helmets?
Dunno, go on.
The letter S.
Red stripe.
Oh, right. the letter S.
That is straight from the Two Towers.
Right.
Straight from the proof.
It must be true, then.
More proof that Stoke is Middle Earth.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I'm with you there.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Very, very good.
That's a lot of detail.
As for the waving of the arms, taking the mickey out of Arsene Wenger, I'm all right with that.
That was quite funny.
I'm all right with that.
I like that.
You're entitled to do that.
But we do that.
That's funny, right? That is funny. I don't mind that. Yeah. I mean, obviously, if some of them were going wild-eyed and boggle crazy, they could couldn't. They were flailing around.
Like they'd never seen a manager do that before.
I don't know what they thought was the funniest thing. I'm all right with that. You know, that was all right. That's no problem at all. Lineker doing it at the end of match of the day is to make them a massive see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody that I've known for years, actually. I've been on, we used to do that quiz show. Remember that quiz show I used to do? I think it's all over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Went on that a couple of times. Always thought he was a nice bloke. He's got me a couple of tickets for matches, all that sort of nice bloke. Nice Gary. What was that at the end of Match of the Day? Waving his arms about. He said that Wigan were going to get the closing line of Match of the Day. Right, fair enough. Okay. Mm. And if you don't like it, Mr. Wenger, hang on, what's he got to do with Arsene?
Yeah.
He's whether he, what the closing line of Match of the Day is, if he stays to the end and listen to what you've got to say anyway, you mugs. Why would, what's it, and then suddenly he goes, you can, what was it? Au revoir, and waved his arms around?
Yeah, I tried to
was
get
it meant to be
it.
A joke?
It was meant to be a joke, but I kind of try to get angry about it. But there is a touch of, it's a touch of the Northwest, the reaction about it, if that can become.
The thing is with Match of the Day, it's sad. You've got Lawrence and Hanson, they're just two old farts now. And
Hanson
just,
at least condemned the booing of Ramsey.
Yes, he did. Fair play.
Hanson condemned the booing of Ramsey, and he was the only one who did. Actually, I read a couple of reports. We're match reports. So there's nothing happened in the game. People are saying this is just unbelievable. I mean, it's really unbelievable to boo a player because he broke his leg on your pitch.
It was the first time that there's actually been some condemnation in the papers.
Yeah, last year it passed by without any comment, you know. I mean, I don't know.
What it always means is that every time we go up to Middle Earth, it seems to be their biggest game of the season.
Yeah, it's their thing.
It makes it so hard to. But I thought we did really well in the first half. We were like biting in the tackles. Song got stuck in. Ramsey had a really good first half, I thought.
And Yossi Benayoun
not affected by the booing
at
all. No. I thought last year, I thought he was a little bit affected by it. He's got a good character, Ramsey. He's got a lot of good qualities. His form hasn't been great, but he's got a good qualities. Mm.
Yossi Benayoun hassled for the ball.
That's what we've lost. Yeah,
fantastic ball from Ramsey. What a ball that was for Van Persie at the back post.
We were watching his movement a lot, weren't we? Van Persie was amazing.
His move is extraordinary. His constant little shuttle runs he makes, only so that people can see him, make himself available. It's really amazing.
The only person who didn't look up for it was Trevino, who really didn't fancy that header. It was a real disappointment.
Now he's made the space to head the ball neat way, you'd think he would actually head it. He doesn't want to do anything, the bloke. He can't wait for the season to be over. He's never come back. He's never got over that African Cup of Nations. He just needs to go on holiday and come back next season and have another go. Because if he doesn't do it next season, he'll be sold.
Yeah. I know.
Because we've got three or four in his position now. Because Podolski can play out there. We've got Oxlade-Chamberlain, obviously.
Chamberlain's going to be stronger next year. Well, if Miachi comes back, we'll see. I don't know if he will.
You don't think he'll come back next season?
He might give him another loan year, I think.
He only went in January, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if he's... he's not the same kind of fish as Wilshire, no. I think he might give him another loan. I really don't know. Is Theo still holding out with his contract situation? Because he's going into his last year, isn't he?
Theo will sign a new contract. I've said it like I know.
He was a lot of authority there.
Confident he'll stay.
That's settled.
I'm confident he'll stay. Apparently, I didn't see his speech, but RVP kind of thanked him personally in his... acceptance speech, because he's set up what, 10 or 12
loads of goals. Loads of goals he set up for Robin. Yeah, put on a plate for him. Yeah, excellent.
But Jovinho, the reason why I give Jovinho a bit of a pass, because it's his first season anyway, right?
We're giving one more year, but his decision making around, he freezes when he's got a chance. His final ball's atrocious. You can't really rely on him to deliver anything, really. In terms of assists and goals, it's been a pitiful return from someone who's quite a big player, come from a top French side for quite a big fee. You want a lot more than that. It normally takes them 6 months to settle in, but this is the problem with the Africa Cup of Nations. That's why I keep bringing it up. He was just starting to settle in. He's got good feet. He's a difficult opponent. He's fast. But since he came back, he's just been a waste of space.
See, the thing is with players like that, I mean, like Henri at first, I don't know. And it took a few months, and then all of a sudden, bang, it happens. And he's like...
Overmars was the same.
Same, you know. The Petit was a little bit.
Pires didn't hit the ground running.
No, Pires had a season to get used to it. And that's what we're hoping for.
But there were still flashes of brilliance from Pires.
You could see it was quality.
But you just don't know with Jovinho. You just think, I don't know.
But he did combine well with... Robin at the start of the season, though, for a few assists.
Yeah, he's got something about him. He has got something about him. We just need more out of him next season. Otherwise, you know, because look at the goals we've got. I mean, you know, Robin, it's ridiculous how he's got as many as the rest of the squad put together virtually. From Ireland's the second top scorer in the side that we played at the weekend. That's crazy, you know? And you've got to have 10 or 15 goals from midfielders and those, whatever they are now. I don't even know the system we play these days. Are they strikers? Are they wingers? What are they? The two people either side of Robin. They're just there to set Robin up. Well, they should be getting in. Really, you'd think Robin would be coming deep and they'd be going past him and he'd be playing them in all the time. All in the way that Bergkamp used to play in and Elka and Wright and Overmars.
Well, all the crosses are coming from Gibbs and Sanya. Now, I thought Gibbs has done well since...
Gibbs has done well.
Yeah, big fans of Kieran Gibbs on the Tuesday Club. We love Kieran. All more Kieran. Keep Kieran on the side. So you can have Sanya. You can have Sanya. He only gives away a goal every 2 weeks. That's fine.
Oh, Gibbs has given away one or two out of position this season.
So do we want one more major signing for next season? Do we want another big name?
Well, we'll just talk of...
Yes, we do.
We want another big one at least.
Mvila, the French kid who plays in the centre of midfield, who Marcel Desailly says is better than Patrick Vieira, potentially. So, in that case, 50 million, please.
Right,
okay. Sign him if he's going to be better than Patrick Vieira and he's 21.
Well, if we can try and do it before he plays a starring role at the Euros and one of the other
advanced
clubs.
Negotiations is the gossip that I read on one thing the other day. They've been after him for a while and they know they've got to do it in the summer. They've got to do it before the Euros. They've got to get their business done early. Now, look, tonight, Tottenham play Bolton, Chelsea play Newcastle, two draws. It's what we want. And then if we win against
Norwich... Bolton winning would be better.
But if we win against Norwich, then we finish third. And that would be lovely.
It's party time. But what was the last... What was the last surprise signing that we made? I don't like the way that we're doing...
Transfers take a year now. You can't just phone someone up and say, I want them.
Wake up and then we'd sign someone and it was brilliant.
It was a bit of a surprise.
By the time Podolski signed...
It's because everyone dips their beak in. It's not just with us writing a check out saying, there you go, there's 15 million.
It's agents doing it, isn't it?
As soon as I ask them,
a little bit of interest in Podolski, the agents then spend months trying to find out if there's any other clubs interested. This is the great mystery with Podolski, is why no one else has gone in for him at all. No. I don't really... This is a bit of a Wenger signing, isn't it? We got Jovinho, no one else wanted him. Yeah, Vermaelen was a fantastic signing. Why weren't all the major Spanish clubs or Manchester United, why weren't they interested?
Hopefully we won't find out this time in February next year.
Oh, so
you're looking at Podolski and thinking, Podolski, look at his record for Germany. We've all seen him play for Germany in tournaments. He looks strong, fast, good finisher. Why are we the only ones
He went to Bayern Munich, didn't he? And it didn't work out.
He ended up going back to Cologne. So you think that's blotted his copybook?
Well, everyone has one rough
move. Henry, same thing happened with Henry, though.
He went to Juventus, didn't he?
He went to Juventus, didn't work out, and half of Europe thought he was no good. Yeah. Same thing happened with Patrick Vieira. Signed by AC Milan, couldn't get in the side. We got him cheap. So let's hope it's one of those. Mm-hmm. He flops at Bayern Munich. They got shot of him. But he's still a quality player. And he's only 26, isn't he? So we've got a good signer there, I think.
And apparently, we've been having a look at this Vertonghen. But Spurs, there's agent of open talks with Spurs today.
Numerous agents seem to be trying to get that bloke a move.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the way it works, isn't it? If you're an Ajax player, you get moved on when you're 23, 24. And that's the way it works at that club. So he's the latest one. They see that as what they're going to do with him this summer. And so he'll probably get a move to the Premier League. Centre back. I've read that he's versatile. What does that mean? He can head it and kick it.
It means that he'll start his career at Arsenal on the left wing.
Right.
That's exactly what it means, basically. Which is where Vermaelen's ended up.
And the deadbeat club, all the Shamak, the Skeletti.
Oh, they're all going to Nigeria.
The Nigerian tour party.
Well, one hopes. Yeah, I did like that. Yeah, the kidnap tour, I call it. Somalia, that's the best place to send them. Somalia, do a little tour of Somalia.
Send them by boat.
By boat, better still. Yeah.
We'd probably get more money for them.
Well, the Somalians, they'd
get more money than our bald have.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, I've got Carlos Vela here, you can have it for 2 million. They'd get it. They would get it.
No, you know, I'll tell you what.
We can't get a penny for anything. If those Somali pirates kidnapped Nicholas Benton, they would get more money than we've been able to.
Stick them in Dick Law's suit and make them in charge of...
I'll tell you what would happen, right? Because you know they go on rubber dimmickies with the old RPGs. They'd go towards the boat, look who's on board, and go, nah, turn around. Nah, we ain't going to get anything with them.
Well, don't dress them as Arsenal reserves.
No?
No, you would dress them up like that. Like they look like Russian billionaires or something.
Oh, talking of Russian billionaires, I was thinking, you know when John Terry got sent off? if Chelsea had lost.
Yeah.
Which is great. I was just thinking.
And he kept lying to everyone about doing it. Oh, Frank Lampard goes, oh, JT told me he just ran in the back of him and got a red card.
It was
he
so
lied to you. Yeah. He lied to you, Frank.
But let's say Chelsea had lost and Abramovich invited him onto his yacht and said, oh, Mr. Terry, do you like my new swimming pool with the shark inside?
He's not a Bond villain.
No, come on.
That's all fiction.
Is it really? Yes. You think of Roman Abramovich is a straight, one of a nice
He hasn't got a lethal shark pool on his yacht.
Oh, yeah, I bet he has.
He's got someone who has, though.
But it'd be great if he threw John Terry in.
He knows where all the lethal shark pools are. Yeah, if John Terry got eaten by a shark, that would be very good.
I'm a bit torn with the whole nightmare scenario thing. Newcastle shafted themselves the other day, so it now looks like...
Well, Wigan can beat Barcelona the way they're playing.
Looks like one of them two, one of our London rivals, shall we say, might still
Well, everyone's after our third place. We've got to get on our toes and win our matches.
Hmm.
Let's hope results go our way tonight and we just beat Norwich and it's done. But if they don't, we're going to have to go to West Brom on the last day of the season, Roy Hodgson's last game, and win. That's a very hard task. Hard to beat. All those Hodgson teams, they're very, very hard to beat.
And I think it's a good appointment
up there last year. Was it 2-2?
Well, we got a 2-2 because Almunia
went walkabout. We come back to that.
Sanya gave away the first goal. Thank you very much. Yeah, gave away a silly corner, and then one could be bothered to mark. And then he did one of his shrugs. Like, it weren't anything to do with me. Don't you know I'm the best right back in the country? And then the other one was Almunia ran out and knocked over Scolacci.
And this is our
West Brom player nearly stopped because he thought it might not be fair.
We didn't beat West Brom last season because didn't Almunia do the same? Wasn't that the start of Almunia on a string?
Yeah, because
Thomas went round. He ran out to Jerome Thomas.
Is that when they beat us 3-2?
So we got two late goals.
It could have been 4-0. Did Almunia save a penalty in that game?
Yes, he did. Yeah,
but we were 3-0 down anyway.
Brush that one out.
Yeah. No, beating Hodgson's team on the last day of the season in his last game, that is a horrible fixture. A horrible, horrible fixture to have. And I do not want to go there needing 3 points. I need Bolton to turn up tonight, please.
Please, Bolton.
And I need Chelsea Newcastle to play out a tame
Mwamba's
draw.
A guest.
Mwamba's going, Fabrice, this is it. Inspire the Wanderers.
Please, yeah.
So we don't have to go to West Brom and win because we are on the verge of blowing it again with 2 points from the last nine. Feeble performance against Chelsea, woeful crap against Wigan at home. It's completely underestimated them. Didn't take them seriously as a threat in the first 10 minutes. Gave away a couple of soft goals. They got a breakaway 4-2. That's criminal.
But the Stoke one's a good point.
The Stoke one's an okay point. But even then, we had the better of it in the first half. Same old, same old. Get goals while you're on top. We didn't do it. Going at half time, they're relieved to go in at half time, and we come out in the second half. We could have lost.
Well, Norwich seemed to, touch wood, have run out of a bit of steam.
Must beat Norwich. Well, if you can't beat Norwich at home, you shouldn't be in the Champions
League. I'm quite looking forward to seeing Super Grant Holt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not looking forward to seeing Vermaelen, I can tell you that.
No, he's a chunk of funk. I'm hoping for a big, heavy collision between him and Santos. Basically,
12:45 kickoff again. Isn't it?
I know.
It is more drinking time on the last home game of the season.
It might be St. Tottenham's day, so you might be glad for that.
That's true, but let's wait and see. But what do you think about Roy getting the England job? I'm right behind him.
He's always been the number one choice of the Tuesday Club. We've always backed Roy,
and we pointed it out many months ago that Roy should get the job.
Patrick Barkley has tried to take the ultimate moral high ground by saying that he's been saying Hodgson should be England manager since the last century.
That's rubbish. He's never got
like
over
his style.
He's never got over me beating him in the EPL awards. He's bitter and
under
twisted.
Of the year.
I beat him fair and square.
Now the Football Supporters Federation. Yeah. Are you a member of the Football Supporters Federation?
No,
I am.
Yeah,
I get regular email updates from them. That's all that happens. Mm-hmm. Good, quite good though. They are running. They have their awards, and they are having a podcast of the year this year. It's the first time they've done that. So freeloading vermin. Everywhere.
Contribute.
Get on to the Football Sports Federation website and vote for anything you like.
It's
doesn't have to be us.
But vote once. Don't do it multiple times.
It is pinned to the top of the Facebook. If you're looking for it, it's pinned to the top of the Facebook page where you can vote.
Yeah.
Made it quite nice and easy.
We want to get an award for Ian because he's still upset about us not paying the £180 to enter the site.
And it was £200 a ticket to tip up on the night, wasn't it? It was an extra £200. Yeah, that's rubbish.
Absolute disgrace.
But back to the England thing. I mean,
I'm all for it. I like him. You know, it's well established what his credentials are.
Yeah, I mean, Harry talked himself out. As soon as he said, I don't know what a computer is, I don't know what an email is. That was it. Sorry, mate. Ripping up the application form in front of you now. I don't know.
Yeah, how can you run? They're going about Burton and the technical aspects of the job. If he can't write his own name or drive himself to work, why is he going to get the England job? Make up your mind. Do you want to stay out of jail or do you want the England job?
I like the impromptu press conference that Harry gave through the window of his car again.
Well, I saw that, but I was quite surprised to see that he was driving. Maybe it was like a late bid. He was on the driver's side. Maybe it was a late bid for the England job.
I'm prepared to get myself around. Someone behind him was hooting all the way through it.
I tell you what's made it worse for Harry, though, is that Rosie has been appointed assistant coach to Roy.
She's
taken the job, so that's a bit of pill for old Harry to swallow.
To come and stab.
I don't know how to swallow a pill. Do you take it with water? How do you swallow a pill? Does it dissolve? Do you put it in your mouth? I don't know. How do you swallow a pill? Someone tell me. I've got no idea.
Rosie, how'd you put a lead on you?
There's been a very, very interesting reaction on Spurs fans. Oh, actually,
gutted. Absolutely gutted.
They are distraught.
I've seen it collapse. I've seen him absolutely balls it up this season.
Two-two
at half time at the Emirates. 2-2 at half time, right? Arsenal got the momentum, obviously. They've come back from two down. But he's gone in at half time and changed it all around. Taken players out, put players in, changed the system to no effect whatsoever. Bollocksed it. And then after he's done that and we've gone ahead, he's got nowhere to go. He's got no subs left. He's got nothing he can do in the game because he blew it at half time. He showed no aptitude under pressure whatsoever. Tournament football with England, you've got massive calls to make with substitutions. It's really, really stressful. If he can't handle that, he won't be able to handle it. I just don't think he was the right man for the job in the first place.
No.
Hodgson always seems so kind. Let's not forget what Hodgson did at Fulham, how he got to that Europa League final. That was an unbelievable achievement. Fulham, European football, those two things don't go together for a start. He took them all the way to the, some of those nights they had at Craven Cottage, they came back, big results they got. With three or four goals. Amazing results. They had big nights. This is in big games against foreign opposition where you've got to make calls on substitutions and tactics, and Hodgson got it right every time. He took them all the way there. He took Inter Milan to the UEFA Cup final as well. I mean, that's not such an achievement, right? They're a massive cup.
It was at the time. They weren't top of their...
They weren't doing anything there.
They didn't have much money at the time.
This is before they won five.
But the season before at Fulham, they were in the bottom, you know, getting the relegation zone, and they had five games and they had to win four of those five to keep, you know, to stay up. And they won four of those games and they stayed up. And then the following season they made seventh place, which got them into Europe and then onto the final. So he's had this progression
and everyone keeps going, oh, he failed at Liverpool. That was an impossible situation.
This is when you got Dalglish staring at you in the stands.
He was having a shop around. He was taking people like Konchesky up from Fulham because he wasn't being given 6 or 7 million to buy Enrique and 35 million to buy Carroll and Suarez and all these people that Dalglish has had. He was really having to make
them. They didn't know if the owners were going to be there.
The owners weren't, you know, it was a mess. The ownership was a mess, the club was a mess, and he went into a nightmare situation. And now he's being held responsible. Oh, well, but now look at it. Look where they are now. Who's responsible? They are the gift that keep on giving Liverpool, aren't they?
Yesterday.
Who is responsible? The first time in 45 years they've lost owner West Brom. Hodgson, what a dignified press conference. He must have just wanted to get his cock out and wave it around the room. And then Fulham, they've never lost the owner Fulham. And then they turn up and beat them 1-0.
Is it twice or only three times they've won at home this season, if that?
It's the worst in the history of the club for home wins, and it's the worst goals tally in the history of the club in terms of the home league games for Liverpool.
But, you know, Keith,
it's the worst home season in the history of the club after £120 million spent, after they sacked Hodgson. And now they've got the nerve to walk around saying, oh, well, Hodgson blew it. Hodgson cracked under pressure. Hodgson couldn't handle a big club, a big player. My arse, he can't. Of course he can handle any player if he's got half a brain in his head. And people are saying, oh, well, look at England. England's not West Brom. England are top players. Can he handle? What top players? Where are the top players?
Two of them won't start the first game.
Where are they? Wayne Rooney's one of the best players in the world. He can't play. Joe Hart's the goalkeeper. How much handling does that take? Ashley Cole's a good player and Wilshere probably won't be there. Well, he isn't going to be there, is he? So the rest of them, where are the top players?
Yeah, exactly.
Where they're no better than West Brom's players or Fulham's players.
Yeah, and all those players are tweeted, we want Harry. The best thing Roy can do is go, right, you're not coming. You're not coming.
No,
you're
all,
not
coming. They're all mugs, aren't they? Harry's the man. Harry's the man.
Well, all the people that have been managed by Hodgson. They all tweet that for the same reason that Stephen Gerrard quick off the blocks yesterday with his statement supporting Hodgson and being a good man. They all tweeted, they all went on about Harry Redknapp because they thought it was going to be Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They covered themselves perfectly and now it isn't. They'll all come out in the next couple of days.
To be honest, it's never really been about the manager. It's about the England players. They have let England down in the past. We would have picked the same players, if we'd have been during Sven's era, McLean's era, everybody, we would have picked the same players. He's got a certain pool of players that you can pick.
Would this England team beat, say, Newcastle? Would the England team beat Newcastle? How far down do you have to go?
It was seriously mid-table in the Premier League, if you ask me. Rooney and Hart and Cole, these are top drop players. They can play for anyone. All of them could go and play for Real Madrid. Mm. That would be no problem. But the rest of them, really, have a look around. Even the ones who are... Terry's a decent defender, but he's not as good as he once was. Ferdinand's in trouble. Well, who's going to play right back? Glenn Johnson? Do me a favour. Micah Richards, is he going to be the right back? I don't know, maybe Hodgson will bring him in, but neither of them fill you with confidence. In the midfield, it's just honest battlers who like to roll their sleeves up, like Scott Parker and Gareth Barry. It's not exactly Platini and Tigana and Duress, is it? It's disappointing that you have to consider Stuart Downing for a place in the squad, you know? And then look at the strikers. Who are we going to pick? Darren Bent is injured. Isn't he going to miss the tournament?
Yeah.
I think he is. Yeah. Right, he's our best striker. He's our best goal scorer. And so you're looking at putting Crouch and Defoe back.
Giresse was always going to be a great player. That name, it says glide through the midfield,
but
doesn't
it? I think Roy...
In a way that Stuart Downing doesn't know. Stuart Downing is never going to kind of...
But Roy is the... To me, Roy will be the right man for the job. Because if it had been Harry, you know, we'd have had JT going, come on, Harry, we're just going down to the club. We'll be back by 4 a.m. Game kicks off at 1. Don't worry, mate, we'll be all right. You know? Come on, have us another glass of tequila. Well,
It means we've got him
uncanny.
Next. That was him.
John Terry.
It means we've got him next season. Speaking of, like, you talked about Arsene Wenger and the Stoke fans. I'm happy to abuse Harry just for being rubbish, but I think we should, if we're going to take the moral high ground with Stoke fans and Arsene, I think we should probably change a little bit the abuse that Harry gets.
Well, he only made dog calls.
We're not taking the moral high ground.
No, I don't mean us here. I'm just saying a general kind of... West End.
About the Twitch? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say, yeah, I
shouldn't mention it anymore.
Nah, all right.
Well, if he stops twitching,
we'll stop mentioning
it. We won't go on about it, all right?
I'm quite happy to wave banknotes at him.
And by the way, I haven't forgotten Kieran Gibbs and Theo Walcott, and I hope they both go to the Euros, but they're still, nonetheless, got a long way to go before their top, top draw. You're not talking about Arjen Robben and Frank Ribery, are you? This is where we're at with England, so I can't understand. It's absolute garbage that's being talked about Hodgson. I think he's the best man for the job. I hope he just gets them organised so we're hard to beat, at least. Because they're not going to get on the ball and outplay people like Spain and Holland, are we? But if we're hard to beat in Ukraine, we might get some results in that group stage and get in the knockouts. And then...
Who knows?
Then who knows?
Well, then Wayne Rooney can play for us.
I think the only reason why the press wanted Harry, because he gives a good conference.
He's their mate.
You've got Martin Samuel and all that. And they wanted to put headlines, cry Harry England and say all that crap. You know, it's an easy headline, isn't it?
Well, that would have got you up, Keith.
But at the time that Capello quit, Tottenham were in very good form and playing well. And they looked like they were actually, people were, I think it's laughable now, isn't it? It was quite laughable at the time, but they were talking about him winning the league.
Why would you think that? Come on. What a horrible thought.
I saw Adebayo running the other day.
No.
Yeah, I saw him running.
Are you sure he wasn't on fast forward?
He ran into a meeting with his agent to get another club.
It's April.
Are they going to let him go back, aren't they? Surely they won't bother trying to get that idiot.
But Man City don't want him. He'll go to Paris Saint-Germain. How many money clubs are left who don't know about the legend of Adebayo?
How many years has he got at City? Does anyone know? See, Mancini, though, doesn't muck about. It doesn't matter if you're on 90 grand. He will make you train with the youth team until you can't wait to go and be substitute with Sunderland.
Have we ever done that? I heard that Salgado at Blackburn didn't play one more game because he would have triggered a new contract. So they just dropped him. Have we ever done anything like that at the Arsenal?
Probably in the past. I wouldn't say now.
I never realised that thing actually happened.
I've heard of things like that where people, if you play 30 games, you trigger a clause and someone has to be paid. No, I've never heard it happening at Arsenal. do email us at TuesdayClubPodcast@gmail.com if you have it.
I'll bet Shemak's got loads of clauses in his contract, you know, if he actually warms up on the side of the pitch.
Are we going to be able to sell him? Wenger said the other day there won't be a lot of movement in the summer. He thinks there's no money in football. There's not enough money to go around to buy and sell players for the
future. I thought that was another smokescreen arsing comment saying that.
I don't think it is. I don't think he goes in for the smokescreens as much as people think. I think that's what he actually thinks.
It might not be, but we've still, those guys have got a move.
Oh, we've got to, yeah, I know, and we've got to buy another decent.
I don't think he's referring to the Lagos tour squad. I think he's referring to football generally.
We can't come third again. I'm not having another Groundhog Day season. We've got to win something.
Have you got another banner?
Any bloody
Have you got
thing,
a banner like... ready for Newcastle?
No, I can't be third or fourth. Well, I'm hoping somebody has still kept the old banner.
Oh, yeah, no, they have, actually. I met them all. They brought it to the pub once.
But we've got to win something, man. I'm sick and tired. Look, the reason you're at Chelsea, you're in the Champions League. Why? Yeah. Because Abramovich wants them to win and he turns up. We've got an owner and he makes two games a year. Most of the time they speak to him on conference call and it's like, what the hell are you waking me up at 4 a.m, Falcons leaders? Where are we in the Premier League? Well, I don't know, Gov. No, I can't find it in the programme. You think, I'd know, you know.
It's hard to find the league table in the programme. It's no wonder Gazidis doesn't know where we are. Why can't the league table be in a proper place down near the stats page?
I read something the other day that
it's hard to find it.
Or a little tab on the programme where you could just pull from that, you know, like a
handy league table. Gazidis is apparently looking after the AGM this year because... Peter Hillwood offended everyone last year by being so kind of standoffish and saying how stupid the supporters were. I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I read now that they've got a... You know, they've always had a bust of Herbert Chapman, which stood in the marble entrance hall at Highbury for many years. And then they had a bust made of Arsene Wenger, which was appropriate, but perhaps they should have waited till he'd retired. It's a bit awkward for him. Every time he sees himself there, it's as if he's now cast and his achievements are set and he doesn't have to do anything else, when of course he wants desperately to have a second bust in the shape of the European Cup. But they've also had a bust made of Ken Fryer and Hillwood, and that it sort of sums the club up now.
There's
all this backslapping up there on the board. They've named bridges after people. Now they've got busts of one another that they can all sit around and look at. Really, what you want. You have statues of players who are legends or managers who have won things. You don't give each other little prizes because you engineered building a new ground. That's been the obsession of the club and the board for the last 6-7 years. That is why we are where we are, because they spent so much money building that stadium. Yeah, it's very nice, and hopefully the financial fair play will work and we'll be able to reap the benefits of it, but I'm doubtful that that's even enforceable.
Yeah. If we keep charging £3 for a bag of minstrels, then I think things will stay in the black.
There's lots of loopholes in that fair play.
If we go into the Europa Cup, they might have to put the price of minstrels through the roof.
We don't.
Paul Davis won't turn up with those games, mate.
We used to have flags at Highbury, didn't we, on the roof? Didn't we? Union Jack and then two Arsenal. We ain't got that on our roof now, have we?
We used to have a championship pennant.
Yeah, that was something. Once upon a million years ago. Up the flagpole. We ain't got a flagpole now, have we? See, that's something.
There won't be a bust.
A bust of the managing
director.
They're
not making a bust.
I mean, how many companies in the world have a bust of the managing director? What is going on over there?
Kim Il-jong had one.
You have a bust of Dennis Bergkamp if you're going to have a bust of someone.
Yeah.
Pat Rice.
Cast him in bronze.
Yeah, or his hip.
Last game for him and his knees this weekend.
Pat's been good this season. Yeah. Pat has been up there. He's been up there in the technical area, bollocking people all left, right and centre. And his little glasses suggest to me that he can't even see who he's shouting at. And I think it's been fairly impressive. And I do think that it might be his last... Hurrah! Do you think this might
be? He's announced it.
It's definitely the Norwich City game.
Yeah.
Is Pat's last?
Oh well, we've got to give
last
him
last home game.
Give him a send off.
So he might get there a bit early. Keith will obviously be there from about 8:30 in the morning.
So we should all get number 2 shirts with Rice on the back. How are we going to do this?
We could just throw Rice at him.
Throw some Rice
at him. Do you think he'd
Patrice? Patrice!
Have that.
So he looks around. Or we could all wear little rectangular dark glasses.
We should all come... No, we should all come
walk
in
with
shorts.
A limp. Boo! Yeah. Boo, Rice! You're limping!
We should all come in shorts. Keith, if you came in shorts and a pair of those thick dark glasses...
Trust me, you don't want to see my legs. They are really
bad. I see your bike. It's normally the last home game and the first
game
that you get out the sleeveless.
Yeah.
Get out the sleeveless.
Not even sleeveless. He rolls the sleeves up.
He was giving me.
He rolls the sleeves up.
He was giving me grief for turning up in, what is it, an African despot shirt?
Oh, what, your blue Nigerian despot? No, head of security shirt when you wear your dark glasses. I like that shirt. Yeah, but you know you're playing to the gallery when you wear that.
I just turned up and got a. Yeah, I haven't done. Have you noticed I haven't done it since? Did it for my birthday last year.
No, only because you'd be arrested.
Keith, talk me through what you've been playing on the Wii.
Ah, Tiger Woods golf game. Now, the reason why I've bought that.
No interest in golf. Right,
no, I haven't. No,
he doesn't understand it, so he doesn't even know who Tiger Woods is. He just would like to sleep with some of his former lovers.
That's true. Who wouldn't?
Holly Sampson. Yeah. Just Google her.
But now the reason why, because when I go to see my mate, his son, 9-year-old son, we played a golf game, and the little git never shows me all the proper things how to do it.
The
properly.
Clue is in the 9-year-old son.
Oh, so right. So you've got it so that you can beat a 9-year-old.
Yeah, because when you do beat him, he goes mental. He shouts and screams and kicks and runs upstairs, and there's nothing more pleasure you can get than beating a 9-year-old and then seeing him lose the plot. And his dad also chips in because he goes, "Oh, that was a bad shot, son.
Why have you got a Wii?"
Well, it's the best one to have, isn't it? The Wii. Anyway, well, they got out of Wii. I thought, well, I'll get the same thing. So I was up and doing 9 holes this morning.
So you have to swing the club?
Oh, yeah, just like the real deal, yeah.
Do you hold it up to see the lie of the putt?
Oh, yeah, I do it. Oh, yeah. And when I do a good putt, I'm waving to the crowd. There you go. Thank you very much. And when I go up there to play, I'm going to get all proper golf attire. I'm going to get that one, you know, the glove in the hand. Oh, I'm going to play.
Plus
to
fours.
It.
You should get some plus fours.
Yes, plus fours.
Why don't we wear plus fours to the orange cap? I'll wear them, Keith, I promise.
Yeah. Well, let's not go down the fancy dress route. We know that can all go wrong.
Come on, Cincy.
I had to wear them at school. I'm not wearing them ever again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when are we going to get a photo?
No, can I give a shout out to Christine Lawrence, who she's the sort of head of the Welsh supporters, so, you know, who go away. The
Chris,
away fans.
Yes.
Yeah, or Megan the Wise Woman, as they like to call her, because this... This is only a couple of games left now, and they all go back to Wales, their little commune, and start making all the corn dollies and all the stuff they sell.
Yeah, they live in a mine. Actually, live
I heard that. I heard that. And they live on motorway food for 9 months of the year, don't they? Those poor
crisps.
Crisps and that. That's why they've got very potted skin. But they're lovely people.
And the stimulation is DVDs of Arsenal victories. Much like yourself.
I reckon I was going to speak to Silent Chris about this. So, do you reckon we should go to every we should go away every game next season? You fancy?
Not every. I know you're never going to. Yeah, he's got a child. Chris. I'll come to a few away
why
games.
Suddenly now, after all these years, suddenly piped up. You want to go to away games? You've got to go to Vicarage Road with the Hornet.
Yes, it's good times down there. Finish mid-table.
Mid-table.
Sean Dutch. She's got a pair of yellow boots.
Good.
We could go to Reading. That was a nice place to go.
Reading,
yes.
And Southampton. We could go to Southampton.
Yeah, that's
and
a
hopefully
good place.
We won't have to go to Upton Park. Again.
Upton Park. They might. Well, I don't know. Do you think they'll get through? I think Cardiff will knock them out. I think Cardiff will do them over two games.
I met some gentlemen of the ICF at the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I was doing a club
prison
night.
Gig.
No, I was doing. That was Keith Dover who said that. I was doing a gig and that I was promoting. So I was doing a door at the time, and then a couple of them came down.
Right.
And I went.
Can we go in your toilet and do some Charlie?
Well, I think they'd already had when they got there. So they came in and I said, hello. They call it
GAC now, apparently.
Do they?
Yeah.
The ICF, they don't. They aren't the ICF.
Not the ICF.
They'll call it
we
Charlie.
We told Keith this every week. Well remembered, Keith. Anyway, so they came down and I said, that's £5, please. And one of them went, No, it ain't, mate. And I didn't realise, and there was three of them. And I said, well, no, yeah, technically there's three of you, so it's £15, actually. And he went, Do you know who I am? I went, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And he goes, Kaspernan. And I went,
right. Oh, in that case, then, you can't come in at all.
Yeah, but he was white.
Yeah.
And Kaspernan ain't.
Isn't he? I thought he was.
So I kind of went, I don't think he is.
Isn't he?
I don't know.
Anyway, so this kind of went on, and then one of his mates came over, sort of put a hand.
Google him.
Yeah. He put one of his hand, put his hand on my shoulder and went, we've cleared it with your gaffer, mate. I went, well, no one's... And I looked around.
Over a fiver?
All the bouncers...
Are they short, then?
All the bouncers had melted away completely. And it was just me and these...
Sort of Reggie Cray moment
me
in
and these
life,
three geezers. And I thought this might be one battle I should probably do. It's only a fiver. Just get me a drink on the way out. It was the old Damien one. Just get me a drink. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, go on. In fact, it's a fiver.
So that was a...
A hairy moment. moment. Yeah.
It was charming. Yeah. Have you got him now?
Pennant, yeah. Yeah, he's black.
Oh, I want the wonder of you stopped. I found the perfect opening song. Clarence Henry Carter. I own. What's it? I don't know why I love you, but I do. That's what we should be playing. Perfect song.
I'm on record. I don't mind the wonder of you.
No. I don't know why I love you, but I do.
Everyone's Henry Clarence. Can we still play Fatboy Slim on the way out?
A leading member of notorious football gang, the ICF. He was convicted and sent inside prison. No need for the prison word. Mm. This time, Pennant began to write. Left it late. Hooligan literature. Literature's a bit of a strong word. The singular elements of humane dynamism and sympathy within Pennant's writing stood out.
Ooh.
It's his own website.
Oh, right, okay.
Well,
yeah.
His own website.
Oh, well, fair.
So, Cass Pennant, yeah, is a black man.
Well, I hope that, yeah.
With a violent past for which he was convicted and done time. He did bird, he did porridge.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they enjoyed the concrete block party. There was a lot of good music playing.
So, a white man turned up at your gig and said, I'm Cass Pennant.
Exactly. It went down like. And then when I said, I don't think you are. And then he took offence. And then his mates came over, and I just thought I'd leave it.
Mm.
It just seemed like the right thing
Cass
to do.
I think we should inform Cass Pennant that people are going around town, blagging their way into venues, gigs, pretending to be him, he's busily blagging his way into other venues.
Do you reckon I should give it a go?
I don't think, looking at him now, I don't think he probably goes out much on the weekends, Cass. He looks like he's about my age.
So I could blame.
I'd rather not go to Upson Park next year. Who else is in the playoffs? Birmingham.
Birmingham are playing
up.
Blackpool.
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 Blackpool. We were going to go to Blackpool last season.
Yeah,
we were going to have a day out
on the rides.
Yeah, so and then Ollie had a naming ceremony and ruined it.
You went and had a kid,
and we had to go to Notting Hill.
That's quite good fun, actually.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was all right. We watched the game in the pub beforehand.
But we could deal with going.
Jens Lehmann was in goal.
That's right. He was. Huh?
Blackpool. You want to go to Blackpool? So you're all up these. You know, I've retired from away games. You know that, don't you?
You're only
small children.
You're only one suggestion away from getting back.
Newcastle and Sunderland. That's where I'm going. You know, that's if you want to go to an away game, I'm always there. Other than that,
with
you
the two,
can have it.
What shirt is Podolski going to have? Is it going to be number 9?
That will mean that Park's been moved on.
Do you think?
So,
do you think Mertesacker will improve now he's got a fellow German with him? Do you think that might help out?
We'll help him bed in. I did say I'm quite pleased with this one, Keith. We've now got a pole in the goal.
A pole in the goal.
We got a pole in the hole.
Pole in the
hole. And we got a pole on the dole, which is Fabianski for next season. Yeah. And a couple of people mentioned that. I'd mentioned that Koscielny, but it didn't fit. So we got a pole.
Rule 3.
Pole in. Exactly.
Rule 3.
Exactly. Tricolon.
Keith, you're holding a piece of paper again.
Yeah, no, it's just because Saturday I was in Braintree in Essex. God, it just reminded me. Zombies.
Close to where I got married, if you remember.
Yes, it was, actually.
Nice part of the world.
Yeah, they've got a statue of you and Katie up there. Yeah. I think some people worship it, actually.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your flag back that you put up in a reception?
No. That was, whatever happened to that? That was actually a good flag. That was printed and everything.
It wasn't printed. You got the cheap version done. You told me you had.
No, what did I do with it? There was something that was ironed on.
You gave it to me.
Yeah. But there was a picture of you and Katie.
Ironed on, was it?
May have been. Yeah, it must have been, yeah.
What was it now? Was it a Union Jack? No, it wasn't. It was an Arsenal flag.
A picture of you and Katie.
He said to me, you haven't got a photo of you and Katie you could email me. I said, well, all right. So I emailed him a photo of me and Katie. We didn't really have many. We're not prone to photographing one another. Send him this photo over. What's he done that for? Because Katie wanted a photo of us. She goes, why? So I don't know. And then he gives me an Arsenal flag.
No, we put it up for your stag night.
Yeah, and then you brought it to the wedding reception and hung it on the miserable DJ booth. Because I was going to get Bungle to DJ, but he was so vague about whether he could do it or not. I ended up paying £400 for the most miserable bastard you've ever seen. Him and his mates stood at the side of the room looking like they'd rather eat their own shit than stand at my wedding reception any longer. Maybe because they didn't like Arsenal. And there was an Arsenal flag draped over the DJ booth. It's in the back of all the photos of my wife and her family dancing to a Motown.
What more can a loving wedding couple
have? And there goes to me. I would have had it printed, but that was £75. I'm not paying that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was. That was outrageous. No, I got some stuff where you could
get
it.
It's my wedding. You don't pay £70 for a proper flag.
No. You made it with love.
What were you doing
in Braintree? I ironed it on.
Oh, we went to the Freeport shopping village, Dan. It was pouring down with rain and everyone was walking slow and you say, oh, come on, walk, walk. I'm behind you. I'm getting wet here, you know. But you know what they're like in Essex. But let's not slag areas off. That you don't know where that leg goes.
You leave Essex out of it.
Oh, I'm not a man of Essex myself, am I?
It's been very good to you and me.
Yeah, I know.
People of Essex who support us as the onslaught from the northwest continues.
You know, lived in Woodford Green for many a year, me.
What are the rules about obscene communications on the internet, Ty? I'm looking at you. You know about the internet.
Allegedly.
What's the law? If you get obscene communications,
you can have obscene communications, but I don't think you can have threats.
Threats. Mm. Right.
Threats or public disorder. Not public disorder.
Because I've been getting a litany of obscene communications. I wonder, I just wonder if I should have anyone arrested.
From anywhere in particular?
Well, where do you think?
Come to think of it.
I would say there's been some judicious use of the block button on the twitter.com, but I've had it with that website. Mm. I've had it with it. Miserable existence.
It's surprising you haven't mentioned any of your usual musicians that you tend to... Because every time you're on, there's always some Dizzy G or someone mentioned, isn't there? You know, Rascal M4, Blaggard, or Gangster, Rapper or some... You know,
Rascal M4.
Yeah, well, you know, some bizarre name of some hemp weed smoking, jazz snorting, you know, keeping it real in the hood, living in his $50 million mansion in Beverly Hills... You know, some kind of musician, alleged musician who gets up and samples it all off an iPod.
Do you know what? I don't need to because I've still, every time I've mentioned Hip Hop Now and Arsenal.
Oh, it's Hip Hop.
I just think of you at half time, Keith. Someone actually pointed out to me that they saw.
Yes.
They saw me cringing at you and Sean doing the hip hop squirrel.
Jump around. Jump around.
Whenever we jump play around. Jump around at half time.
Yeah.
You see, this is typical squirrel. Of your generation. You don't want the elderly dance, do you?
Why won't you? Why don't you just put together an old-fashioned tape, okay?
I will put together a little tape
of things that you know.
Out of knees, because I'm going
to
try and get...
The knees are not good, to be honest.
I'm going to try and get you doing the running man.
The running man?
Yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards.
If you mean any kind of marathon kind of thing, you'll forget it.
It's just, it was a kind of dance popular with...
Why shouldn't me and Sean dance? Ebony and Ivory?
Do you remember the New Jack Swing kind of phase of the of the early 90s with Bobby Brown and Montel Jordan?
I don't know any of them. But do you know any music of Bellowhead? You know, Spears and Bowden, Rachel McShane, Paul Sartin. Do you know any of those names? No, you don't.
Do you know any of those names? No, because
you lot are out the loop on fashionable music. You get all this retro hip hop rap stuff. It's in the past.
What would you have us coming out to? Frantic Googling going on now amongst the vermin.
Yes.
The rats are all over the keyboard.
What's he doing?
What would you have us coming out to at half time?
I don't know. I like what they play at halftime. It's the opening. Not
a wonder of you anymore.
No,
please.
I don't know why. I love you by Henry Clarence Carter. That's the one. I don't know why I love you, but I do. That's the best. See, we can sing that.
Sound like Larry Grayson doing it. Well, I know.
Why is that good for a football? Because we only sing one verse of any song, Arsenal fans, so that's all we need to do. A couple of verses, very simple, goes into the brain.
I was a bit jealous of Man City being able to sing like Blue Moon. Yeah.
Blue Moon.
That's a good one, but we ain't got anything red. Well, I mean, we should sing the Chelsea song, you know. What's that? That socialist number, you'd know that. The National. That should be our song.
Keep the red flag flying high.
Yeah, keep the red flag flying high. That should be our song.
We should sing a song of corporate excellence. The way they come up with a song is by hiring a branding company to spend £50,000 and suggest something.
It's possible.
And what they'll suggest is good old Arsenal. We're proud to say that. And that's what they'll come up with.
Oh, yeah, that's a lovely tune, I like that tune, I very much, yeah, let's go for
that. When did he become Brucey?
Oh, I've decided, that's how Ivan Gazidis talks. Oh, it's a marvellous idea, Mr. Peter. Yes, I'll tell you what, it's a pizza, it's like bread and cheese, Mr. Hillwood, that's where, let's talk about that for 5 hours, shall we? Yeah.
So, you can do Zippy and you can do Brucey. Brucey. Who else?
That's it, really.
Stan.
Oh, Stan, yeah. Will he be there for Norwich?
I've got a question which has been bothering me. No, we can't. I've got something I've been wondering. Who's the best... Who's who's the best player that we've had, and what was their highest? What's the highest shirt number of the best player that we've had? If you see what I mean, all the best players are 10, 9s or whatever. Is there any in the era of the squad number?
Yeah.
How come all the good players still have really low numbers? Like Thierry was 14, right? He's 23. Yeah. Is there any advances on 23?
Oh, well, you mean like who was number 60 and yet was still a good player?
Yeah, it doesn't happen really, does it? And even though people these days now pick
we're really
numbers.
Going into train spotting territory here now, aren't we? I mean, that's
well,
just...
we got a train spot.
Colo was pretty
there.
Good when he was 28.
Because it doesn't really happen. You
he
don't
was,
get any
he
attacking.
He was 28, he was good for
any,
a while.
Is he fan over? Yeah. Can he play for Manchester City?
Colo.
Colo, is he still? Yeah,
he's been playing. Oh, yeah, he's been playing. Played against us. Played
oh,
well.
Right. Oh, didn't even notice him.
He can't get in. He can't get in when Company and Les got first choice. Company, £7 million they paid for him, and we needed a centre back.
So we'll probably end up with Colo.
Who do you think's going to win the league, Heath?
I think City will do it. But
have they got Newcastle away?
I think they have. Yes. And
that's not an easy game to win.
No.
It's not an easy game to win.
No, it's a bad one. So
but they have won their last four and scored plenty of goals.
Jack's number 19, if in case you're wondering. Gervinho. Yeah,
I wasn't wondering.
But Man United didn't look good. They didn't look good, you know?
Gervinho? You want to put Gervinho in the list of all-time Arsenal greats?
I was saying he might come, if he comes good, at number 27.
Yeah, he's going to have to come very good indeed.
No, it's really. I felt really jealous this week with the greatest match in history than not taking part, us not having anything to do with it. It reminded me, it's kick-off now, it's still light, but the floodlights are on.
It was nothing like the Anfield 89.
Nah.
It's nothing like it. It's still two games to go. It's not even really a decider. If City are obviously favourites, if you beat your rivals home and away, you should win the league. If they beat them home and away and don't win it, they'll never win it, because they'll never beat them home and away again.
Because we played Man U on a Monday. Was it a Monday night or was it a Wednesday night when you were up there for the
World Tour
scored?
It was a Wednesday, and that was after the cup final as well. That was weird because they beat Chelsea and then they couldn't celebrate properly because they had a big game Wednesday. That was marvellous.
Yeah, I was in the what was that pub we got? The Junction. Yeah, and it was, God, it was great. It was rammed full of gooners. And I've marked my spot and I didn't move from it. It was up against the post.
Did you urinate there?
Down a magazine.
Yeah. I tell you what, when we scored, every pint just went up in the air. There was about 200.
Why do people throw their beer in the air? Terrible waste of lager.
Well, yeah, but it was great. It was a lovely moment.
You can't waste lager, can you?
You can't waste it, but it just went. Everyone just
lager should be poured away.
Oh, it was a great night. Great night.
10 years ago. Do you think Arsenal will win the league again in your lifetime?
If we don't sell anyone this season, I think we've got a good chance. If we sell
Arsenal, going to win the league? How are we going to win the league? We need financial fair play to work.
Mm-hmm.
And what then do we need?
We need another really good quality player, not a prospect, someone who can hit the ground running, who's going to come in and be good straight away.
The form we've shown in patches this season is good enough.
Yeah.
If the talk of another centre half and another midfielder is the case, then I would say why not? Because we've played.
Do you really think that we can go and win?
We've played in patches.
In Old Trafford?
Well, yeah, but when we had a settled defence. We haven't had a settled defence for a long period, basically. You can't spend January. Think of those points we lost in January when we're playing centre halves as fullbacks for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Look at that, add some points to it. You know, I think going forward we'll always score goals, right? Look how we got away with it with just one striker this season because he's been fed goals. And of course, because he's brilliant,
we can't.
So
do
if we
it
add, to, add,
Wilshere,
to, add
we?
Some firepower, add Wilshere to the team, Coquelin as a
people have started
backup.
Saying Jack might not play again.
That is a bad injury. It's a bad injury, but he's 19, so
no one even knows what the injury is.
Well, they say I've read it was an ankle, and they say he might not make the start of a new season. You think, well, what the hell
is
it?
I mean,
are
they being ultra cautious in the way that maybe people should have been?
With Rizicky.
With Michael Owen and people like that. They gave Rizicky a year, didn't they, to recover?
Yeah.
Diaby came on again the other day, looked great for 10 minutes, pulled a muscle. It's just bizarre what that guy, what's going on with him.
He hasn't got an ankle.
But it's not soft tissue with Jack, is it? It's a bone problem. Some bone problem. He's got constant pain down there and they can't work out what to do about it.
It sounds like it hasn't been diagnosed properly in the same way that Rizicky took about a year before they realised what he was doing.
But that was some sort of biomechanical issue, isn't it? With the way that his back and his hamstrings and the way he runs. But they don't know how they've resolved it, but they've resolved it.
Holy hell, they've resolved
it. If they don't sort it out with Jack, then I'm hoping that it's just nonsense of people to say, no, he's finished. I'm really,
But it is worrying because it's gone on so long. Exactly. I mean, we're talking a year now, And you think, hang on, this should have healed by now.
Well, 9 months.
Yeah. Well, 9 months, but it's been a long time. It should have healed up, And it's, you think, well, if you can't play and even run on it.
The thing that frustrates you is you don't know what's going on.
They never tell you.
They don't tell you anything. They've got this website full of crap. Why can't they say, well, this week Jack went to see this person. They looked into this and this and this. Tell you what's going on. Why does it have to be a massive secret? It's not giving anyone an advantage or any of our rivals or anything, is it?
Well, everything's a secret there. That's the trouble. Why are they putting up busts? But, you want a statement of intent. Next year, we will buy a quality player. We will keep quality players, not sell RVP and maybe Song, and then we're back to square one.
But that's RVP's decision, though, isn't it?
I'm going to go into next season thinking that we... Because this season was the first time that even, delusional red-tinted glasses, and I knew that we weren't going to win the league. But I'm going to go into next season full of
optimism. Do you think he might just say to Robin, you're staying, mate?
I think if
you want to go, we're going to sell you before the Euros. If you don't want to go, otherwise you're staying. Because we can't let it go into July and August again.
Nah.
I mean, it's not worth the transfer fee. You can't buy anyone anyway for that. Even if you got 20 million for him or 25 million for him, who can you buy in July? You won't be able to get anyone to replace him.
No, we'll be scraping
around. And we'll go into the season, we'll have to be with Bentner and Podolski.
Oh.
And that's what's going to happen. So if he wants to go, he's got to say he wants to go on the coach home from West Brom to give us a fighting chance. And he can't, please stop. It's the one thing, he's achieved sainthood now with his form over the last 18 months, and he's the captain of the club, and we all love him. But please, you know what you want to do. If you're waiting for Champions League football, I understand that. Hopefully that will be resolved on Saturday when we finish third, right? And then he knows. He must know if we get definitely... So he can't wait for the qualifier in the Champions League if we finish fourth. So what, is he going to wait until the end of August and we get knocked out by Udinese or whoever we have to qualify against, and then decide he wants to leave? He can't. He's got to let us know. It's only fair.
I think he already knows.
Well, you see,
I want to stay.
Because he's got to wait to see
he's
whether
he's waiting to see.
Yeah, but what you've just said is how the members of the board and the manager should sit him down now. And what you just said, that should be said to RVP.
You've got to tell us, or we're going to have to say, if you don't let us know before the Euros, we're keeping you, mate. Because we won't be able to replace you. And it's going to cost us an arm and a leg, and we'll be annoyed about it because you've cost us 25 million quid. But we can't let you out the door in July because it'll ruin us. We won't be able to replace you. So even though it's going to cost us 25 mil, we can't sell it. If you want to go, you've got to say it before the Euros. So just say.
Yeah. And then you know where you're staying.
Staying. Yeah. Right? And you're playing centre-forward for Arsenal next season.
And I think what I said about Theo earlier on, if Robin goes and Theo goes, not that it's as important, but
With Walcott, you don't want him to go because he's very, very good and he's still young and he's improving and all the rest of it. But you feel like there are people you could get to replace. With Van Persie, you can't. There just isn't anyone. It's going to cost you an absolute fortune. Who are you going to get? Karim Benzema or somebody like that? How are you going to get him out of Real Madrid? What's it going to cost you in the transfer fee and the wages and everything? There isn't anyone. You'd have to go and, pick up Drogba for a season or somebody like that that's on the way down. Is there someone lethal like this guy, Olivier Giroud, who plays for Montpellier? Everybody wants to get him. They're top of the French league. He's got 20 goals. Everyone's flying over there to look at him. Are we going to sign him? Is he going to come and settle in? He won't be like Van Persie. What's he going to cost you? We need him as well.
There's an itinerant striker who knows the Premier League. Who won't have a club.
But you see,
we've got
to get one more quality player, preferably two, and then we get some good steady players, good squad players, you can put in, not the crap ones
We've had a very, very weak bench this year.
We've had a terrible bench.
They're all coming back in June. They're all flying. They're all jetting back into Luton Airport.
That's your nightmare, anyway.
All over the world,
picking up the news.
Here they come.
Newspaper. Bentner's like a new signing. Vela's like a new Danielson, like a new signing.
Vela's desperate to get out, desperate to stay.
Vela will stay at.
Well, I hope he does.
If they cough up the cash for him, he's a valuable commodity.
Bentner,
he's a talented young striker. He should be worth $10 million.
Bentner did his bit for relations up there, didn't he? With his don't really want to stay.
Never learn to shut his mouth, will he? Why? No one wants to hear what you think about your future. No one's interested, mate. I don't know, mate. I'm going to wait and see till after the year.
No one wants you.
No one gives a shit, mate.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's like his dad saying, "Well, we quite fancy Bayern Munich. Do you? Good luck with that."
Because they don't fancy.
Seen the stats of their centre forward. He scores every week. Every week he scores.
Doesn't get.
He's not even the top scorer in Germany. Huntelaar, top scorer in Germany, scores every week. That's what you need from a striker. So if you're gonna, he's an example of someone you might go for.
Well, oh, there's a guy we should have got ages ago.
If Van Persie goes, right, you go and get Huntelaar. Mm. How can you get him in the end of August?
You can't.
Not going to be possible.
This is how we've got to start.
Tell us, Robin. Tell us. Tell us what you want to do.
Just tell us now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You will be. Everyone will be all right about it. Whatever he says. If he says I'm going to go. Fine, we'll be upset, disappointed, but you can't begrudge the man, can you, after what he's put in?
Oh, I don't begrudge him at all. Maybe his wife knows. Maybe we should phone her.
Get her on. We don't go for guests.
I'm not sure we can afford to let Shamak and Park go.
Do you reckon he'll come
on against Norwich?
I can't even say that.
Couldn't say it with a straight face.
He was brought on against Manchester United, Park.
Just to sell shirts.
Please, God.
You've never forgiven him for Shrewsbury.
What has happened? Well, at least he gave us a laugh against Shrewsbury. It was like a throwback, to the old days. The old days when we were all extremely prejudiced against potential footballers from the Far East because they were all short and they didn't play football there, right? So it was laughable that they would ever play football. Then you see South Korea in a World Cup. Holy smoke, look at them go.
They're fantastic, yeah.
And then you get one. Shit.
Well, we only get the shit ones. Man United get the ones who die for the Emperor.
Speaking about that Manchester game, he got it all wrong, didn't he, Fergie, with the team selection?
Oh, yeah.
Playing Scholes and Giggs and Park. He was desperate for Darren Fletcher to be available. That was a Darren Fletcher fixture, wasn't it? That's the man he wanted.
If it ever was.
Yeah, it was just going back to the team that beat us in 2009. It was that. It was they're a passing side. We'll get amongst them with our legs and their running power. And that didn't work at all. Siege that play.
A good little row off the side, wasn't it? Between him and me.
I'm very pleased to see that Nasri didn't score, at least. You've got to take your victories where you can find them. But he did. He did dance in the box.
He might end up
with a championship.
Like they will. They've just got to go and win. They've got QPR at home last game. They're not going to blow that, are they? Yeah. If they've got to go to St James's Park and win.
And Man United got Swansea away. Swansea at home. They'll win that.
And they've got Sunderland away.
Who are Spurs and Chelsea got on the last day of the season?
They've got Bentner to deal with.
And Bentner will come out with a headline, "I'll do it for you, Sammy." She's banned, isn't it? That's going to be on the back page.
Spurs have got Fulham at home on the last day while we're up trying to beat West Brom away, which would be it.
Now, what about Pep Guardiola going on sick leave? Or, he's left Barca, and do you think maybe
I'd love him to take over for Arsene when Arsene leaves. I don't know when Arsene will leave, though. Sometimes you look at him and think he might go next year, and sometimes you think he'll be here when he's 80. I've got no idea. Is he going to be the guru? Is he going to keep going until he's an old man? Does he look at Fergie and think, 70, I could do 70, no problem, I'm fit as a fiddle. And does he fancy it or not?
I don't think he fancies another couple of seasons of this. I don't think he does.
Would he anoint Guardiola? The contract
runs to 2014, I think. Or is it two more seasons it runs to?
I thought it was to the end of next season, but I don't know.
If we have a start like we had this year, that would be bad. And if we have another summer,
Or last summer I could write a book about it, please do. Please tell us what went on. We don't know what went on. Why was it so bad? What goes on? Why is it all a secret from the fans?
Yeah.
So if it was so awful, if he has another summer like that where he's trying to get people and he can't get them and he's trying to keep Van Persie and then he says on August the 30th, I want out and we sell him. If he has another, he might not fancy it anymore. I don't know. I think the real key thing for Arsene is the financial fair play going to work? If it works, and it curbs the spending of the billionaires who've come in really and ruined football, in my opinion, if it works, then we've got a chance because he's an excellent manager. We've got a half decent side. If it doesn't work, maybe he'll walk away from it.
I think, mate, yeah, it's all down. If we win something next year, I think he'll stay. If not, and it pans out like it's
been this year.
But
even the most ardent Wenger supporter, and we're big supporters of Arsenal on the Tuesday Club. I know not all Arsenal supporters are now, after 7 years without anything, and finishing fourth and supposed to celebrate it. But that's the reality, the financial reality. If you don't finish fourth, the other teams just move away from you and you get further and further behind. So you have to. Otherwise, you will never win the league. You'll never be able to compete. That's the reality of it. But Pep Guardiola is somebody that... I can't imagine that anyone would say, oh, no, I would never give him a go at Arsenal.
Well, our board probably would, but we wouldn't. We'd have
his next move in football is going to be a very interesting move.
Yeah.
His next move, what he does next, I presume that he won't coach next season, and I would think that the Spanish national team might be interested in him at some point, but his next club, where he chooses to go, is going to be very interesting.
Well, it'd only be four clubs that he would go to. It'd be Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea and us. That's the only four teams in Britain I could see that he would go for. Would be, those teams. Where he wouldn't go to any other club, unless, as you say, national coach of Spain.
I was kind of thinking this week, because it's been so, just sort of jealous when you get to this end of the season and you've got nothing to do with it. The frustration seems to be, well, with me anyway, it's because for the last couple of years, it's just seemed really winnable, the Premiership, what I mean? It's
Totally. Well, this year harder. I mean, they've got a lot of points this year, the two Manchester clubs. A lot of points. And everyone else has been losing a lot of games. But there's no doubt that 2008 and 2010...
We were that one player away.
Oh, mate. In 2008, we lost Van Persie, Rizitsky and Eduardo to injury. And we lost it by 4 points. And that was our year. And 2010, we had a great opportunity.
But
it's there. It could. That's why
that's
I'm
where
sure
the frustration
thinks,
comes with Arsenal.
You know, 90 points, we could do it. Can we get 90 points? 30 wins out of 38 games. And you look at the league and think, yes, we must be able to.
Well, you can certainly not lose 10 times, which is what we've done.
And silly games that we've just thrown away.
We need more goal threat. We need more goals. We need two more people to bag 20 goals.
We scored a lot of goals this season. One person scored.
And Mourinho could be I mean, do you think he's going to? He looked terrible though at Madrid. He's bloated up a bit. He's looking really rough.
Tell me why Real Madrid and Barcelona played the Clásico between the semi-finals.
That was weird.
Why
wasn't
they
it?
Didn't call that off?
Yeah.
That's cost them the final.
Both of them. Both got knackered.
They both ran out of steam, didn't they?
Because normally the Spanish federations always give them a bit of leeway.
It doesn't matter what the Spanish federation think. If Barcelona and Real Madrid decide they're not going to play, no one in the world can tell them to play.
Exactly.
No one in the world can do anything about it. UEFA can't do anything about it. No one can do anything about it. If they say we're going to rearrange our fixture, fine. Rearrange it. Play it the following week. They could play it tonight. Why aren't they playing it tonight? They're crazy to have played it, and they've both been knocked out. The better team in both semi-finals, by a street, lost. Narrowly, because they were knackered.
I mean, I did enjoy seeing Barca get knocked out. I didn't want to see Chelsea win, and I don't want them to win the Champions League, but I did enjoy seeing the Barca fans for once start crying and moaning. That was quite funny, but as you said, you don't take your chances. They had plenty of chances to win that game. They missed some sitters in the first leg.
Hit the post, hit the bar.
Missed
the post. They hit the woodwork twice in each leg.
And missed open goal. So, Barca, you didn't have it your own way. There you go. Your insurance policy ran out, didn't it? There you go.
So you're going to be watching the... after we've had our little party for the Norwich game, hopefully, and between the piss-up and the evening, there's an FA Cup final.
Couldn't give a shit.
Yeah. Who cares?
Couldn't give a shit. They've ruined the FA Cup. It's been ruined. They built a terrible stadium. They run an appalling afternoon. It's event managed by some moron who did a degree in it. It's horrible being there. It's expensive.
Rubbish sound system.
It's shit to get there. The sound is deafening. You can't hear the fans singing. There's no banners. There's no singing. There's no songs. It's 5:15 on a Saturday. Liverpool supporters have got no chance of getting to them from the game. It's shambolic. It's as if they hate fans and they don't want fans to be there.
There was a Liverpool.
We've got a lovely football match going on, and then these fans
turn up. Yeah,
So they've got to get trains at 5 a.m. to get down from Liverpool for the game. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous the way they run it. It should be standalone on a Saturday. And it used to be. I know we're going on about it. It used to be the only live game of the season, and it was a much bigger deal. But the old Wembley with the atmosphere and the singing and the flags. and Abide With Me. And that was the way to run an event. The stuff they do now, announcing the teams alternately. As soon as one end starts singing, they drown it out with more deafening music. The announcements over the PA. I mean, the whole place, I would have it raised to the ground. I feel sorry for the supporters of Chelsea and Liverpool who have got tickets. Because they'd be much better off with their mates watching it in the pub.
Yeah, it'd be better atmosphere. Yeah.
What they would rather have, I would think, is some sort of virtual supporters who don't mess the place up. So they don't have to have any stewards or police there. That would save them money. And then maybe they should just play it in Beijing or Kuala Lumpur.
Oh, they will do one.
Wherever they want to stage it. Just do it over there, okay? Because now I'm at the point now where, when I was a supporter growing up, getting to the cup final was the greatest day of your football supporting life. It was something that excited you from the moment the semi-final was over. And I went, I was lucky enough to go in 1980 to a cup final. And it was an incredible event. And I got a ticket the following year. I saw Tottenham Man City in the replay, in the Tottenham end. It was horrible, but it was memorable. It was exciting. Every living second of it was exciting. And now it's been destroyed. It's been destroyed by weakened teams. It's been destroyed by the Champions League. It's been destroyed by mucking around with the fixtures, by the new stadium, by the attitudes of clubs to it. I've never understood teams halfway down the Premier League sending out weakened teams and not trying to win cup ties. I get it if you're in Europe going for the Champions League and you've got a big squad. But now you get teams in the Championship putting out a weakened team. What about that bloke I met who was a cabbie who told me that Dagenham and Redbridge put out a weakened team? What's going on?
That used to be their payday, wasn't it? To go and get through a few rounds to make some money.
So I'm still angry about Arsene putting out a weakened team in Man U in 2008.
I hate the fact that we've gone out with weakened teams in the FA Cup. Yeah. I hate it. I hated it in 2004. When we went all the way to Villa Park and we turned up and Thierry Henry's on the bench for the FA Cup semi-final
against
Manchester United, and he's on the bench, the best player in the world then, you know, Ronaldinho might have a few votes, but he's on the bench, and we lost 1-0 and we brought him on to all trying to save him for the Chelsea match in the week, in which we lost anyway. It's never worked.
These two are playing each other again on a Tuesday. That's another part.
Chelsea and Liverpool, they've got a league going 3 days.
But you know what he was saying about the fans? There was a Liverpool fan made a really good point. He said, you know, a lorry driver has to do a certain amount of hours and then come off the motorway. He said, but if you're a football fan driving down, you can do 8 hours and then drive another 8 hours back. But a lorry driver, by law, is meant to stop after so many hours.
They would be better off stupid, if they put up giant screens, put them in the middle of the pitch at Anfield and filled all four sides of the ground. And that just had it for themselves.
Yeah.
And watched it on the screens. Because going to Wembley is a hellish experience now. It is the worst football stadium. It's the worst atmosphere in the ground of any ground I've ever been to. And I've been to grounds all over Europe.
And it's the worst place to have a stadium. Because you can't go, oh, we'll meet up at this pub.
The Millennium Stadium was fantastic. Yeah. Cardiff was fantastic.
Loved it.
And just the pubs at each, the way it worked, with the pubs at each end, so the fans were segregated, and yet still all of them were having a brilliant time. The ground's great. It cost about a fifth of the cost of Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, about as easy to get to.
Easier.
in some circumstances, providing someone in the car park doesn't say, wouldn't it be funny if our aeroplane developed a fault?
Oh, that was you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But I couldn't give a shit about it, really. I mean, even if it was a 3-3 draw, I wouldn't want to watch. No, we won't. We won't. I doubt we'll even be. Well, you will be, because you've never got your phone out your hand, have you? So we'll know what the score is. But I can guarantee that no one in the pub will give a toss who's won the FA Cup, and that says a lot.
It's sad, but true.
See you next week.
Bye. See you, mate.